It isn't strange, but what our brother Tesfaye just read about from Peter, I was wanting to read exactly the same thing,
Amen.
But by the Apostle Paul.
Amen.
Obviously, there's only one thought in the kingdom of God, and it's all the same thought.
Amen.
It's all the same mind.
እንግዲህ እኔ እንኳን አልገመጥኩም ወንድም ተስፋይ ከጴጥሮስ መልእክት ላይ ያነበበው መልእክት ጋር የሚመሳሰል ግን በጳውሎስ የተነገረ መልእክት ነው ማነበው ይሄ እንግዲህ የሚያሳየን በእግዚአብሔር ቤት ውስጥ አንድ መንፈስ አንድ ሐሳብ ነው የሚሰራውና ያን ነው የሚመሰክርልኝ
So we might look at the eternal purpose of God.
እንግዲህ ዛሬ የምመለከተው የእግዚአብሔር የዘላለም ሐሳብ በሚል እናገራለሁ።
I don't know what you think of when you hear that expression.
እንግዲህ ይሄን ንግግር ስትሰሙ ምናልባት ምን ብላችሁ እንደምታስቡ አላውቅም።
But that eternal purpose is what Peter was talking about, a holy shrine. For the habitation of God by His Spirit.
እንግዲህ ጴጥሮስ እንደተናገረው ለእግዚአብሔር ቅዱስና ሕያው መስዋዕት ሆነን መንፈሳዊ ቤት ሆነን መሰራት ነው የእግዚአብሔር የዘላለም ሐሳብ.
This was prophesied in the Old Testament and we can read about it in Acts chapter 2 verse 16.
በብሉይ ኪዳን ውስጥ በትንቢት ተነግሯል ይሄ ቃል ግን አርያ ስራ ምዕራፍ 2 ላይ እናገኘዋለን ይሄ ቃል.
It's better than reading it in Joel because our versions of Joel are an interpretation of this rather than what's in Acts. So Acts is a very good.
ስለዚህ ከሐዋርያ ሥራ ብናነብ መልካም ነው ከዩኤል ከምናነብ ምክንያቱም የዩኤል መጽሐፍ አብዛኛውን እዚህ የተጻፈውን ነገር የሚተረጉም ነው.
So Acts 2 verse 16.
ሐዋርያ ሥራ ምዕራፍ 2 ቁጥር 16.
But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
ምዕራፍ 2 ቁጥር 16 ላይ አራስራ ነገር ግን ይህ በነብዩ በኢዩኤል የተባለው ነው እግዚአብሔር ይላል በመጨረሻው ቀን እንዲህ ሆናል ስጋ በለበሰ ሁሉ ላይ ከመንፈሴ አፈሳለሁ ወንዶችና ሴቶች ልጆቻችሁም ትንቢት ይናገራሉ ጎበዞቻችሁም ራእይን ያያሉ ሽማግሌዎቻችሁም ህልምን ያልማሉ
And on my servants male servants and on my female servants I will pour out in those days of my spirit and they shall prophesy
ደግሞም በዛች ወራት በወንዶችና በሴቶች ባሪያዎች ላይ ከመንፈሴ አፈሳለሁ ትንቢትም ይናገራሉ
So this what God promised that the Holy Spirit would fall on all his servants is God's eternal purpose
እንግዲህ የእግዚአብሔር የዘላለም ሐሳቡ የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ በእያንዳንዳችን ላይ ፈሶ ህይወታችንን ለሱ ክብር እንዲቀይር ነው
Now in 1 Corinthians which we've been looking at Paul is talking to the local assembly
አንደኛ ቆሮንቶስ ላይ አሁን ጥቂት ቆይተን እንደምናየው ሐዋርያው ጳውሎስ አንድ ቦታ ላይ ለነበረች የእግዚአብሔር ቤተክርስቲያን ነው የሚናገረው
But the local assembly is temporary
እንግዲህ በቦታው በአንድ ቦታ ያለ ማህበር ወይንም የእግዚአብሔር ጉባኤ ግዚያዊ ነው
It consists of all the disciples of Jesus Christ in a certain place at a certain time.
እንግዲህ በአንድ ቦታ የሚኖር የእግዚአብሔር ጉባኤ ማለት በዛ ቦታ ላይ ያሉትን የእግዚአብሔር ልጆች በዛ ሰዓት በዛ ቦታ ያሉትን የእግዚአብሔር ልጆች ነው የሚያካትተው።
We can understand that better when we know about the eternal assembly of God which is in every place.
እንግዲህ ይሄንን ሐሳብ ባይበልጥ ግልጽ ሆኖ የምንረዳው የእግዚአብሔር የዘላለም ሐሳብ የሆነው በስፍራ ሁሉ ያለችውን የሕያው እግዚአብሔር ቤተክርስቲያን ስናስብ ግልጽ ይሆንልናል
And the letter to the Ephesians is about the eternal universal body of Christ.
ስለዚህ በኤፌሶን ላይ የተጻፈው መልእክት የሚናገረው ስለ ዘላለማዊ ወይንም ስለ ዓለም አቀፍ ወይንም የእግዚአብሔር አካል ወይም የክርስቶስ አካል ነው የሚያወራው.
So in 1 Corinthians Paul's writing to the local assembly about specific local needs.
እንግዲህ ቆሮንቶስ ማንደኛ ቆሮንቶስ ላይ ጳውሎስ በአንድ ቦታ ላይ ወይንም በአንድ ስፍራ ላይ ላለች ቤተክርስቲያን አስፈላጊ የሆነ መልእክት ነው የሚነግራቸው.
So he writes in chapter 1 to the assembly of God which is at Corinth, to them who are made holy in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours.
But verse 1?
From verse 2, sorry. It's only verse 2.
ወንድሙም ሶስቴስ በቆሮንቶስ ሳለች ለእግዚአብሔር ቤተ ክርስቲያን በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ለተቀደሱ የነርሱና የኛ ጌታ የሆነውን ጌታችን የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ስም በየስፍራው ከመጠሩት ሁሉ ጋር ቅዱሳን ለመሆን ለተጠሩት.
If we only think about the current local assembly of God, then we get a very distorted view of things.
እንግዲ አሁን አንድ ቦታ ላይ ያለች ወይንም አንድ ስፍራ ያለችን ያንድ አካባቢ ቤተክርስቲያን አድርገን ብናስበው ይሄ መልእክት ትክክለኛ መልእክቱን ልናገኛ እንችልም.
There's no more church in Corinth.
ሌላ ቤተክርስቲያንም የለም በቆሮንቶስ አንድ ናት ያለችው.
It was there for a time. The members were there for a time and they went.
ለተወሰነ ጊዜ አባላቶቹ ወይንም የዳኑት ወንድሞችና አይቶች እዛ ነበሩ. ከዛ በኋላ ደግሞ ወደ ሌላ ቦታ ሲሄዱ ሌላ ቦታ ነው የሚሆነው.
But those who were members there are members of the eternal body of Christ, which is God's eternal purpose.
እንግዲህ እዛ አጥቢያው ላይ እዛ ቦታ ላይ አባል የሆኑት ወንድሞችና አይቶች በሙሉ ዘላለማዊውን የክርስቶስ አካል ዓለም አቀፉን የክርስቶስ አካል አባል ናቸው.
Where we are in these days, there are many things called churches.
ዛሬ ባለንበት ዘመን አሁን ብዙ ቤተክርስቲያን ተብሎ የሚጠሩ አሉ.
In Paul's day, there was none.
በሐዋርያ ጳውሎስ ጊዜ እንግዲህ ሌሎች አሁን አብያተ ክርስቲያን ተብሎ የሚጠሩት አልነበሩ.
Praise God, he is able to help us deal with the situation we are in.
እንግዲህ እግዚአብሔር እናመሰግናለን ዛሬ ስላለንበት ሁኔታ የሚረዳን ቃል ስላስቀመጠልን እግዚአብሔር.
People ask us, what church do you go to?
ሰዎች አንዳንድ ጊዜ የት ቤተክርስቲያን ነው የምትሄደው ብለው ጥያቄ ይጠይቁናል.
Nobody ever asked Paul or any of those disciples, what church do you go to?
ሐዋርያ ጳውሎስን ወይንም ጴጥሮስን ያን ጊዜ የነበሩትን ሰዎች የት ቤተክርስቲያን ነው የምትሄደው ብሎ የሚጠይቃቸው ሰው አልነበረም. ለምን? አንዲት ናት የነበረችው.
They asked me, whose church do you go to?
አንዳንድ ጊዜ ደግሞ ወደ ማን ቤተክርስቲያን ነው የምትሄደው ብሎ የሚጠይቃሉ.
And they say, I go to my church.
እኔ አንዳንድ ጊዜ ደግሞ ወደ ቤተክርስቲያን እሄዳለሁ ይላሉ.
And they talk about our church.
አንዳንድ ጊዜ ደግሞ ቤተክርስቲያናችን የምልግግር የሚሰማል.
All these things are from men.
እነዚህ ሁሉ ንግግሮች እንግዲህ ከሰዎች የመጡ ናቸው.
And these poor people, they don't know anything about the one that's from heaven.
እንግዲህ በእነዚህ ንግግሮች ተይዘን በእነዚህ ንግግሮች ተይዘው ሰዎች ከሰማይ የሆነውን ታላቁን የቤተክርስቲያን ምስጢር አያውቁትም.
And it's a great danger to us to get into that way of thinking.
ለኛ እንግዲህ ወደዛ አስተሳሰብና አመለካከት መግባት እንደ ቤተክርስቲያን ትልቅ ስፍራ አለ.
So we know the local assembly is God's assembly.
አንድ አጥቢያ ወይንም አንድ ስፍራ ላይ ያለ ቤተክርስቲያን የእግዚአብሔር ጉባኤ እንደሆነ እናቀን.
We know who is building his assembly.
ጉባኤውንም የሚገነባ ቤቱንም የሚሰራ ማን እንደሆነ እናውቃለን.
It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ራሱ ነው የሚገነባው.
Paul didn't build the church in Corinth.
ጳውሎስ በቆሮንቶስ ያለችውን ቤተ ክርስቲያን አልገነባም.
He says, who am I, Paul or Paulus or Peter? We are just servants.
እኔ ቢሆን አጵሎስ ቢሆን ጳውሎስ ቢሆን ማንንኛ እኛ ሁላችንም ሰራተኞች ነን ሲል ነበር.
Somebody plants, somebody waters, but it's God who gives the increase.
አንዱ ይተክላል, አንዱ ያሳድግ, አንዱ ያጠጣል. ግን የሚያሳድግ እግዚአብሔር ነው ብሎ ማን እንደሚሰራ ግልጽ አድርጎት.
So if you look at what Ephesians,
ወደ ኤፌሶን ብንመጣ,
if you have a Bible, it'd be good to look at Ephesians. Do you have it in Bulgarian? No, on your phone? On your laptop? You have Bulgarian?
Yes. I think I have, and I want to share something with okay, everybody.
Ephesians.
Chapter 1, 2, and 3.
You just wait for a minute to move in, because I have to open it.
And it's a very slow laptop.
Yeah.
It's a Netflix, yes. We'll not say the make because it's being recorded. You okay, Mark?
Need to go to the toilet.
Okay, off you go.
Oh, I might have it. I might have downloaded it.
Esword has a good Bulgarian version.
Documents. Books. I just have to go. The message. No, I'll wait for Brown Mark and after that. I'll share it.
Yeah, go
on. Do you want to read it in Amharic first?
Which one?
You could read the whole chapter of. Chapter 1 of Ephesians, and then I can read it in English.
Okay, all of it.
Yes. It's a lot, it's three chapters.
Okay.
I won't say much.
Okay.
But it is all one thing. It's about the eternal purpose of God, which is His eternal church.
እንግዲህ ሶስት ምዕራፎች ናቸው. እነዚህ ምዕራፎች ስለ እግዚአብሔር ዘላለማዊ ሐሳብ በግልጽ ያስቀምጣሉ. እዛ ላይ ጨመቅ አድርጌ የምናገረው አለ. አሁን በአማርኛ ሙሉውን ቃል አነባለሁ. በእግዚአብሔር ፈቃድ የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ሐዋርያ የሆነ ጳውሎስ በኤፌሶን ላሉት ቅዱሳን በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ላሉት ምዕመናን ከእግዚአብሔር ከአባታችን ከጌታችንም ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ሰላምና ጸጋ ለእናንተ ይሁን። በክርስቶስ በሰማያዊ ስፍራ በመንፈሳዊ በረከት ሁሉ ይባርከን የጌታችን ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ አምላክና አባት ይባርክ። ዓለም ሳይፈጠር በፊቱ ቅዱሳንና ነውር የሌለን በፍቅር እንሆን ዘንድ በክርስቶስ መረጠን። በበጎ ፈቃዱ እንደወደደ በኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ሥራ ለእርሱ ልጆች ልንሆን አስቀድሞ ወሰነ። በውድ ልጁም እንዲያው የሰጠን የጸጋው ክብር ይመሰገን ዘንድ ይህን አደረገ። በውድ ልጁም እንደ ጸጋው ባለጠግነት መጠን በደሙ የተደረገ የቤዛነታችንን አገኘን። እርሱም የበደላችን ስርየት ነው። ጸጋውን በጥበብና በአይምሮ ሁሉ አበዛልን። በክርስቶስ ለማድረግ እንዳወደደ እንዳሳቡ የፈቃዱን ምስጢር አስተውቆናልና በዘመን ፍጻሜ ይደረግ ዘንድ ያለውን ሐሳቡን በሰማይና በምድር ያለውን ሁሉ በክርስቶስ ለመጠቅለል እንደ ፈቃዱ ምክር ሁሉን የሚሰራ እንደ እርሱ ሐሳብ አስቀድመን የተወሰነን በክርስቶስ ደግሞ ክርስቶስን ተቀበልን። ይሄውም በክርስቶስ አስቀድመን ተስፋ ያደረግንኛ ለክብሩ ምስጋና እንሆን ዘንድ ነው። እናንተም ደግሞ የእውነትን ቃል የውም የመዳናችሁን ወንጌል ሰምታችሁ ደግሞ በክርስቶስ አምናችሁ በተስፋው መንፈስ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ታተማችሁ እርሱም የርስታችሁ መያዣ ነው። ለእግዚአብሔር ያለው ሁሉ እስኪዋጅ ድረስ ይህም ለክብሩ ምስጋና ይሆናል። ስለዚህ እኔ ደግሞ በእናንተ ዘንድ ስለሚሆን በጌታ በኢየሱስ ስለማመንና ለቅዱሳን ሁሉ ስለሚሆን መውደድ ሰምቼ ስለናንተ ያመሰገኑ ስጸልይ ስለናንተ ማሳሰብን አልተው። የክብር አባት የጌታችን ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ አምላክ እርሱን በማወቅና የጥበብ መገለጥ በመንፈስ እንዲሰጣችሁ ለምናል። ይህም የልባችሁ አይኖች ሲበሩ የመጥራቱ ተስፋ ምን እንደሆነ በቅዱሳንም ዘንድ ያለውን የርስት ክብር ባለጠግነት ምን እንደሆነ ለምናምን ከሁሉ የሚበልጥ የኃይሉ ታላቅነት ምን እንደሆነ ታውቁ ዘንድ ነው። የክርስቶስን ከሙታን ሲያስነሳው ካለቅነትና ከስልጣናት ካይልም ከጌትነትም ሁሉ በላይ በዚህ ዓለም ብቻ ሳይሆን ነገር ግን ለመጣ ባለው ዓለም ደግሞ ከመጥራው ስም ሁሉ በላይ በሰማያዊ ስፍራ በቀኙ ሲያስቀምጠው በክርስቶስ ባደረገው ሥራ የብርታቱ ጉልበት ይታያል ሁሉን ከግሩ በታች አስገዝቷልና ከሁሉ በላይ ምራስ እንዲሆን ለቤተ ክርስቲያን ሰጠው እርሷ ማካሉና ሁሉን በሁሉ የሚሞላ የእርሱ ሙላቱ ናት።
So chapter 1, Ephesians 1 in English. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the holy ones who are at Ephesus, and to those with faith in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
According as he has chosen us, in him before the foundation of the world,
Amen.
That we should be holy and without blame before him in love,
Amen.
Having predestined us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself,
Amen.
According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the Beloved,
Amen.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, and forgiveness of sins
Amen.
According to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he has purposed in himself,
Amen.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ,
Amen.
Both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will,
Amen.
That we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise,
Amen.
Who is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love towards all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers.
Amen.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation
Amen.
In the knowledge of him.
Amen.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling,
Amen.
And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the holy ones,
Amen.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power,
Amen.
Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead,
Amen.
And set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places.
Yeah.
Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come.
Amen.
And he has put all things under his feet
Amen.
And given him, Christ, to be the head over all things to the assembly,
Amen.
Which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all.
Amen.
Do you want to read chapter 2 now?
Which one?
Chapter 2.
Oh, yes.
It's all the same thing.
በበደላችሁና በኃጢአታችሁ ሙታን ነበራችሁ በእነርሱም በዚህ ዓለም እንዳለው ኑሮ በማይታዘዙትም ልጆች ላይ አሁን ለሚሰራው መንፈስ አለቃ እንደሆነው በአየር ላይ ስልጣን እንዳለው አለቃ ፈቃድ በፊት ተመላለሳችሁባችሁ በእነዚህ ልጆች መካከል እንደኛ ሁላችን ደግሞ የሥጋችንና የልቦናችን ፈቃድ እያደረግን በስጋችን ምኞት በፊት እንድንኖር ነበር እንደ ሌሎችም ደግሞ ከፍጥረታችን የቁጣ ልጆች ነበር ነገር ግን እግዚአብሔር በመረጡ ባለጸጋ ስለሆነ ከወደደን ከትልቅ ፍቅሩ የተነሳ በበደላችን ሙታን እንኳን በሆነን ጊዜ ከክርስቶስ ጋር ሕይወት ሰጠን በጸጋ ድናችኋል በሚመጡ ዘመናትም በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ለኛ ያለው ቸርነት ከሁሉ የሚበልጠው የጸጋው ባለጠግነት ያሳይ ዘንድ በእርሱ ጋር አስነሳ በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ በሰማይ ጽፍራ ከእርሱ ጋር አስቀመጠ ጸጋው በእምነት አድኗቸዋል ይህም የእግዚአብሔር ስጦታ ነው እንጂ ከእናንተ አይደለም ማንም እንዳይመካ ከሥራ አይደለም እኛ ከፍጥረቱ ነንና እንመላለስበት ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር አስቀድሞ ያዘጋጀውን መልካሙን ሥራ ለማድረግ በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ተፈጠረ ስለዚህ እናንተ አስቀድሞ በስጋ ታይዛብ የነበራችሁ በስጋ በእጅ ተገረዙ በተባሉት ያልተገረዙ የተባላችሁ ይናስቡ በዚያ ዘመን ከእስራኤል መንግስት ርቃችሁ
you're reading in the
ስለዚህ እናንተ አስቀድሞ በስጋ አይዛብ የነበራችሁ በስጋ በእጅ ተገረዙ በተባሉት ያልተገረዙ የተባላችሁ ይናስቡ በዚያ ዘመን ከእስራኤል መንግስት ርቃችሁ ለተስፋውም ቃል ኪዳን እንግዶች ሆናችሁ በዚህ ማለም ተስፋን አጥታችሁ ከእግዚአብሔር ተለይታችሁ ያለ ክርስቶስ ነበራችሁ አሁን ግን ከእናንተ በፊት ርቃችሁ የነበራችሁ በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ሆናችሁ በክርስቶስ ደግሞ ቀርባችኋል እርሱም ሰላማችን ነውና ሁለቱን ያዋሃደ በአዋጅ የተነገሩትን ትእዛዛትና ሕግ ሽሮ በመካከል ያለውን የጥል ግድግዳ በስጋ ያፈረሰ ይህም ከሁለታቸው አንድን አዲስ ሰው ይፈጥር ዘንድ በራሱ ዘንድ ሰላምን ያደርግ ዘንድ ጥልንም በመስቀሉ ገድሎ ከእርሱ ሁለታቸውን አንድ አካል ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር ያስታርቅ ዘንድ ነው። መጥቶ ምርቃችሁ ለነበራችሁ ለእናንተ ሰላም ቀርባችሁ ለነበሩትም ሰላም የምስራች ብሎ ሰበከ። በእርሱ ሥራ ሁላችን በአንድ መንፈስ ወደ አብ መግባት አለንና።
Chapter 2 And you has he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the way of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our manner of life in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has made us alive
Amen.
Together with Christ. By grace you are saved.
Amen.
And has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus,
Amen.
That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in kindness towards us through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Amen.
Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that you, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the citizenship of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were afar off are made near by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation between us,
Amen.
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments in ordinances, for to make in himself of two one new man,
Amen.
So making peace, and that he might reconcile both to God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you who were far off and to them who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father.
Amen.
Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, grows unto a holy shrine to the Lord.
Amen.
In whom you also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
Amen.
And then if we could read chapter 3, isn't that it?
ስለዚህም አይዛብ ስለሆናችሁ ስለናንተ የክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ እስር የሆኑ እኔ ጳውሎስ ለእግዚአብሔርን በረከካለሁ ለናንተ ስለተሰጠኝ ስለእግዚአብሔር ጸጋ መጋብነት በርግጥ ሰምታችኋል አስቀድሞ ባጭሩ እንደጻፉ የምስጢር በመግለጥ አስተውተኝ ይህንም ስታስቡ የክርስቶስን ምስጢር እንዴት እንደማስተውል ልትመለከቱ ትችላላችሁ የማይዛብ አብሮ እንዲወርሱ በአንድ አካልም አብሮ እንዲሆኑ በወንጌልም መስበክ በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ በሆነ የተስፋ ቃል አብሮ እንዲካፈሉ ለቅዱሳን ሐዋርያትና ለነቢያት በመንፈሳውን እንደተገለጠ በሌሎች ትውልዶች ዘንድና ለሰው ልጆችም አልታወቀ እንደ ኃይሉ ሥራ እንደተሰጠኝም እንደ እግዚአብሔር ጸጋ ስጦታ መጠን የወንጌል አገልጋይ ሆኑለት ፍለጋ የሌለውን የክርስቶስን ባለጠግነት ለአይዛብ ሰብክ ዘንድ ሁሉን በፈጠረው በእግዚአብሔር ከዘላለም የተሰወረውን ምስጢር ሥርዓት ምን እንደሆነ ለሁሉ እገልጥ ዘንድ ይህን ጸጋ ከቅዱሳን ሁሉ ይልቅ ለማን ስለኔ ተሰጠ። ብዙ ልዩ ልዩ የእግዚአብሔር ጥበብ አሁን በቤተ ክርስቲያን በኩል በሰማይ ስፍራ ውስጥ ላሉት አለቆችና ሥልጣናት ትታወቅ ዘንድ ይህ በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ በጌታችን የተፈጸመው የዘላለም ሐሳብ ነበር። በእርሱም ዘንድ ባለ እምነታችን በኩል በመታመን በድፍረትና በመግባት በርሱ አለ ስለዚህ ስለናንተ ስላለ መከራ እንዳታክቱ እለምናችኋለሁ ክብራችሁ ነውና ስለዚህ ምክንያት በሰማይና በምድር ያለ አባትነት ሁሉ ከመሰየምበት ከአብ ፊት እንበረከካለሁ በመንፈሱ በውስጥ ሰውነታችሁ በኃይል እንድትጠነክሩ ክርስቶስን በልባችሁ በእምነት እንዲኖር እንደ ክብሩ ባለ ጠግነት መጠን ይስጣችሁ እናንተ ስምና መሰረት በፍቅር ይጸናዘን ከቅዱሳን ሁሉ ጋር ስፋቱና ርዝመቱ ከፍታውም ጥልቀቱም ምን ያህል መሆኑ ለማስተዋል ከመታወቅም የሚያልፈው የክርስቶስ ፍቅር ለማወቅ ትበረቱ ዘንድ እስከ እግዚአብሔር ፍጹም ሙላት ያደርሳችሁ ትሞሉ ዘንድ እንግዲህ በእኛ እንደሚሰራው ኃይል መጠን ከምንለምነው ወይም ከምናስበው ይልቅ እጅግ አብልጦ ሊያደርግ ስለሚቻለው ለርሱ በቤተ ክርስቲያን በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ እስከ ትውልዶች ሁሉ ከዘላለም እስከ ዘላለም ክብር ይሁን አሜን
አሜን chapter 3 for this cause I Paul the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles if you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me toward you how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery as I wrote before in a few words whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed through his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit,
Amen.
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and sharers of his promise in Christ by the gospel,
Amen.
Whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectual working of his power. Mm-hmm. To me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, mm-hmm. and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery,
mm-hmm.
which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now, this is a very important verse, to the intent that now to the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known through the church, the
Amen.
Assembly,
Amen.
The manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
In other words, this is what it's all about. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Therefore I desire that you don't faint at my tribulations for you, which is your glory.
Amen.
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth his name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to lay hold with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the assembly, by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I'm sorry, it's a lot to read, but Paul wrote this in one go, and it was to be heard in one go.
እንግዲህ ረጅም ጊዜ ወስጄ ስላነበብኩኝ በጣም ይቅርታ። ጳውሎስ በአንድ ጊዜ ነው የተናገረው ይሄንን ቃል በአንድ ጊዜ መስማት አለበት ብዬ ስላመንኩ ነው።
And if you only know two verses, it's three, Ephesians 3 verse 10 and 11 and Ephesians 3 20 and 21.
እዚህ ቦታ ላይ ኤፌሶን 3 10 እና 11 ብናይ ደስ ይለኛል.
And these Paul sums up what the mystery is that's been hid throughout all generations, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory.
እንግዲህ በአጠቃላይ የመልእክቱን ቁንጮ ወይንም የመልእክቱን ዋና ዓላማ በእነዚህ ጥቅሶች ውስጥ ይሰበስባል ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ በእኛ ውስጥ ክብሩን ለመግለጥ ያለውን ሐሳብ.
So God's eternal purpose is that he should have a body which is an eternal body that he inhabits and is for the praise of his glory.
እንግዲህ የእግዚአብሔር የዘላለም ሐሳቡ በአንድ ቦታ ላይ ዘላለማዊ የሆነች አካል ወይንም ዘላለማዊ የሆነች ቤተክርስቲያን መስርቶ በዛች ቤተክርስቲያን ላይ መከበርና መመስገን ነው
ዓላማው. It is all done by God himself.
ስራውም የሚከናወነው በእግዚአብሔር በራሱ ነው የሚገነባው እሱ ነው.
Men have really nothing to do with it apart from to be built into it.
ሰዎች እንባል እንግዲህ ልናደርገው የምንችለው ነገር የለንም እያንዳንዳችን በዛ ህንጻ ውስጥ ወይም በዛ ግንባታ ውስጥ ከመግባት በስተቀር እንደ ግለሰብ.
So if we see where we are in this eternal purpose, then that helps us put today into focus.
እንግዲህ ይሄንን መረዳት ከቻልን ዛሬ ያለነውን ወይንም እዚች ጋር የሚደረገው ያለው ምንድነው ብለን እንድንረዳ ሊረዳን ይችላል.
This is why Jesus came.
ለዚህ ነው ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ እንግዲህ የመጣው.
To purchase out the people.
ከሰዎች መካከል ሰዎችን በደሙ ሊገዛ.
To buy us with his own flesh and his own blood.
በደሙና በስጋው ገዝቶ የተለየ ህዝብ ሊያደርግ.
To make one people for his eternal praise.
አንድ ክብሩን የሚሸከም ወይንም ክብሩን ይዞ የሚንቀሳቀስ ህዝብ ለዘላለም ሊመሰርት.
This is a wonderful unspeakable glory for us all.
ለሁላችን እንግዲህ ይሄ በጣም ከመግለጥ በላይ የሆነ ትልቅ እግዚአብሔር ክብር ነው.
If we will realize what we have in Christ eternally, then we can deal with the things of today. We're better equipped to deal with the things of today.
እንግዲህ ይሄንን ምስጢር ከተረዳን የእግዚአብሔርን የዘላለም ሐሳቡን ምስጢር ከተረዳን ዛሬ በህይወታችን ሊገጥሙን የሚችሉትን ወይንም በህይወታችን የሚሆኑትን ነገሮች በሙሉ ልንቋቋም የምንችልበት ነገር እንዲሰጠን እንለምናለን.
My hope is that to him will be glory in the assembly by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end.
እንግዲህ በየዘመናቱ ሁሉ በክርስቶስ በኩል ለሱ ክብር በቤተ ክርስቲያን እንዲሆን የሚለው ቃል ነው ሁሉን ነገር አንድ ላይ የሚጠቀልለው.
I'll just leave it there and hopefully we can pray about that and the Lord will reveal what our inheritance really is.
በዚው እንግዲህ በዚው ነጥብ ላይ ወይንም አሁን በተናገርኩት ነጥብ ላይ እንጸልይበታለን እዚው ቦታ ላይ ይተዋለው
Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us all stand and you know, stretch our hands and praise Him. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. For you have only one assembly, Lord Jesus. For you have only one church, Lord Jesus. The eternal assembly that you build, Lord Jesus, locally, but which is universal, Lord Jesus. We believe that the local assembly here is part and parcel of the universal assembly that you've been building ever since you begin to choose people for your name, Lord Jesus. We are only members of that, Lord Jesus. We come as a living stone to be built into that house, Lord Jesus, that is spiritual house. This is your spiritual house you're building, Lord Jesus. No man will contribute anything to it, Lord Jesus. We are only your messengers, Lord Jesus. We only will... fellow workers with you, Lord Jesus, for you to do the work in the world, Lord Jesus. But you are the one who will build it up. You are the one who prepared a living stone, Lord Jesus. You are the one who put the living stones together in the spirit, Lord Jesus. You are the one who put, Lord Jesus, you build the local assembly so that your glory will be revealed, so that your glory will be manifested, Lord Jesus. We ask you in your name today, Lord Jesus. So that such a body, Lord Jesus, such a spiritual house, Lord Jesus, continue to be built in the Tyneside, Lord Jesus, for the nation to be for your glory, Lord Jesus, for your glory to be revealed through the church, Lord Jesus. The glory of God will be revealed through the local assembly. We know that, Lord Jesus. Strengthen us, Lord Jesus. Put us together, Lord Jesus. Knit us together, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Help each and every one of us, Lord Jesus, to be able to play our role, Lord Jesus. We have a role, each one of us. Every individual has a role, Lord Jesus, to be built into that house, Lord Jesus. To be willing, Lord Jesus, to be a living stone that will be fixed into that house, Lord Jesus. To be a member in the body, Lord Jesus. We all have part to play, Lord Jesus. No one has greater part to play than anyone, Lord Jesus. We all equally should play the role, Lord Jesus, so that the house function, Lord Jesus, for you, for the glory of your name. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we commit our cities to you, Lord Jesus. We commit our nations to you, Lord Jesus. We commit the Tyneside, Lord Jesus, unto you, in the name of Jesus, so that you will destroy false prophecy, Lord Jesus, so that you will, Lord Jesus, take away, Lord Jesus, the deceiving things that is, Lord, there are hindrance, Lord Jesus. You have only one church, you have only one assembly, but there are so many who are called like that, Lord Jesus, who are a strange, Lord Jesus, who are a trap for money, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Let this time be the time your glory be declared, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we magnify you, we glorify you, Lord Jesus. Help us to come to your flesh and blood in your mercy and kindness, Lord Jesus. Forgive our sins, Lord Jesus. Forgive our weakness, Lord Jesus. Forgive, Lord Jesus, anything that, Lord Jesus, we might have fallen before you, Lord Jesus. Forgive us, let us come to you in your mercy, Lord Jesus. We beg you, Lord.